This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. No, it really is me. I'm always embarrassed to admit this, but I get enough complaints about the repeats that I thought maybe I ought to get out of bed and give you guys a good a few hours of what I. But look at, I've been pent up like crazy anyhow. Seriously, I'm watching all this stuff going on. I'm watching all these babies whining. Yes, babies. Let's get away from the snowflake garbage, will you? Let's call it what it is. Babies. They're a bunch of babies. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE. I'd love to hear what you have to say about the inauguration today, about our new President Trump. Loved how he smacked them around in his opening speech. Look, I don't know if you guys have figured this out yet. Forgive me here. We don't have a Republican president. We have an American president. You with me? Get over it. It's what we wanted. I love this, and we're gonna deal with this speech in the second hour. If I'm still here. But seriously, I loved what he had to say today, and he let everybody know. And come on, what kind of, I'll keep it clean. What kind of a spine does it take when you've got President Oblamo standing behind you, or sitting behind you, excuse me, and then you've got Bush, and you've got Clinton behind you as well, and you're talking about it's not business as usual, and you're giving the country back to the people. Man, I haven't been so excited in my life. Seriously. You know, the obvious stuff, obviously, you know, having my kids get married, that kind of crap. I'm talking about when it comes to this, the outside stuff. My wife and people around you will tell you, I don't get excited that easy. But when it's for the people, if he lives up to what he says he's going to do, and again, I don't know about you guys. I love all you screwballs up on Facebook and other places that have written how it's the end of the world. Life is over. We don't know what we're going to do. I have never been able to predict the future, because if I did, I would have bet on the horses. I wouldn't be here with you people right now. I mean, this is how stupid this is. But let's have some fun. I don't know if this is going to play as well as it looks, but it just gives me... What would Chris Matthews say? It sends a little tingle up my spine or leg or something. Take a listen.
Ever anywhere, the 45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, it doesn't. You can't get the full effect. There's about 50 young people here, and they're having a meltdown, and they're on their knees, and they're crying, and they're wailing, no, no. And they got, what is it? Is that a, remember the rock sign? It was like a devil ears. I don't even know what to call that. Maybe one of you brain surgeons, and I mean this sincerely, in the chat room could tell me what that means. You know, when they put up the two fingers, the end fingers, right? You know what I'm talking about? Anyway, so they were having a major meltdown. It was wonderful. It was great. And now they get to know how we felt for 8 years. I know you've been hearing that all along, and I get it. But I mean, really? Every time this president would do something, every time you sign an executive order and he would say things like, a year ahead of time, hey, I don't have the authority to do this. And then he would do it a year later. Are we serious? This guy, they're out of their minds. Now, I wish I mean, thank God. Thank God I didn't go to D.C. because I wouldn't have been able to talk. I wouldn't have been able to get anything done. I wouldn't be able to meet with the people I wanted to meet with. But I'm going to CPAC in February. I hope to have some fun there. But we got so much coming up tonight. I want to talk about the president's speech. Yes, those I said the president, not president-elect, but the president's speech as a whole. And how he said, hey, do you know what his first thing that took place today? The first thing that happened when he got sworn in was all references to climate change were deleted from the White House website. Amazing how that happened, isn't it? Amazing how when you want something done, you snap fingers and it gets done. But he's not having any of it. Not. There are so many other things to talk about, worry about, and deal with. You know, and I'd love to know, we'll talk about this too later on. With these loons on the left, as they're burning everything down, what point do they actually think they're getting across? You know, today, as the day went on, I started thinking about an old song I remembered. And it just kept going through me, and it made me feel really good. Maybe it'll make you feel good, too.
Anyway.
That's right. Bye-bye, baby. And I'm not kidding. And he acted like a baby most of the time when he didn't get what he wanted, didn't he? And he can go. God, you know, forgive me. As a Christian man, I don't want any ill to come on him. I really don't. I know some of you are over that, and you really just want to strangle the guy. But I'm telling you, I dealt with Democrat presidents in the past. I get it. And I don't think they were all terrible. I know Jimmy Carter was very, very excited today. If you saw him, 92-year-old guy would head to rain, miserable, cold weather to watch basically the man that will end up being the worst president in the history of these United States take his place as the worst president in history in these United States. Think about it. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Size. Yes, I am Joe Messina. I do my best to keep it. Xander Gibbs is going to join me after the break. Give me a little break in between. We got a lot of fun stuff coming up tonight. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
I don't know.
No comment.
Day anyhow. Hey, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. And bear with me. I'm kind of honored and embarrassed that enough of you complained about the reruns. But I truly was sick. I would do this show if I had broken bones because I was getting pent up. I was getting nuts with all the stupidity going on. So, you know, I got to come on and spew now. It's over with. Hey, Sharon, thanks so much, because I didn't know that was the devil sign. You know, we were talking earlier about the meltdown the snowflakes were having in D.C. And when they were announcing Donald Trump as the next president, or, you know, let me introduce you to the president of these United States. It was great. They were dropping to their knees. They were screaming no. They were holding up the devil sign. You know, and as a Christian, just to rub it in your face a little bit? Yeah, the devil's got no power. My God has all the power. So if you're praying to the devil for help, good luck to you, because we'll kick your butt every time. Anyway, Xander Gibb joins me as he does ever. Can you tell him a little fired up, Xander?
Hello.
I've been pent up too long. Can you tell?
Yes, I can.
So listen, you were part of that other tribe for a while, as I like to call them.
What tribe is that?
That would be that liberal that tribe.
I was, yeah. And I make no apologies for it. And the good thing about the liberal Obama administration is it makes wonderful Republicans.
Yeah, he was one of the best Republican voters, he was great for the Republican Party to help build up our base. I mean, it was wonderful. So what do you think about all this? Look, they're smashing windows, they're burning trash cans, they're piling stuff. So by doing damage, how do they think it gets their point across?
I don't know, but I think that now the tensions have to stop. Mr. Trump is a lot nicer than I would be, because I would be out there with water cannons, and I would be shooting them in the feet and saying, get off the streets or we'll shoot you. You know, there is no excuse for behavior of this kind just because you don't like the fact that your candidate didn't win. And I can't excuse it in any way, shape, or form. It's okay to be upset. It's okay to protest. It's okay to peacefully protest. It's okay to write on Facebook that you don't like Donald Trump. But when you start smashing things up, you've gone too far.
Well, no, I agree with you. And protesting is fine. We've said on the show a million times, I don't care. You can swear at me, write nasty signs. You can do nasty chants.
I swear at you.
You can, yeah, but if you do it here, you might not be able to come back. Anyway.
Okay.
But we get all of that. But maybe you start, damaging some company's limousine because they did work for Donald Trump or what have you, and you do all that. That's nothing but vandalism. You need to go to jail. It's no longer a protest anymore. Somebody needs to put some of those, tight little plastic wire handcuffs on you and leave you in the street so they can pick you up later on. But you need to go to jail, right?
Yes, you do. And there's no doubt about that. I mean, I actually was thinking about this today. And here's the concern for me. When I flash back to when Obama won both times, and the Republicans didn't go smashing up stores and breaking the windows of small businesses and things like that. They were not happy, but they took it on the chin. I mean, do you remember any reports of Republicans? I wasn't a Republican at the time, but I don't remember reports of Republicans because I would have been right on it.
Because nobody pays us to go protest. Nobody's going to give a Republican $2,500 a day or a week to go cause trouble over there. Hey, but I'm thinking you should come out to California. There's going to be a lot of work out here soon because my understanding is all the Hollywood types are going to protest. All the stars, you're not going to make movies anymore until Donald Trump steps down. So he's not going to step down. So, hey, we may have some work coming, don't you think?
Yes, exactly. That would be great. I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. Spielberger.
Most people wouldn't even know who he was anymore, but go ahead.
No, I kind of think it's ridiculous because how far do you go with this level of opposition, and if it's affecting you commercially, there are already TV shows that I don't want to watch. I don't want to watch Will and Grace anymore because of what Deborah Messing and McCormick have been saying about the president. I don't want to listen to Cher anymore. And I'm not being dramatic because the gays love Cher, but the gays that support Trump don't want to listen to her music anymore because of all the crap that she spouted. I can say crap, can I?
Yeah.
But she spouted against Donald Trump. We don't want to know anymore. We're done.
So look, I'm not a fashionista by any stretch of the imagination, but
surely not. Joe.
No, look at how I dress. I mean, give me a break. So, but I tell you, I had shades of Jackie O in my head when I saw Melania today come out.
She looked beautiful.
She was beautiful lady, and I saw her come out, and she was poised, and she was, she just, you could tell though. Come on, you could almost see the kind of a fear. I don't think it really hits them until they're out there taking the oath. They go, oh, my God, what the hell I got myself into kind of thing, right?
Right.
But, and think about her story, right? And again, I don't want to hear about her being a nude model and all that crap. People have worked their way through their lives, and you know they make changes in their lives. I'm not willing to beat her up for that kind of crap. But look where she is today. She is definitely the American dream, if you would, right? I mean, you can come from anywhere. You work at it. You can become a great American in this country.
Absolutely. And you know, here's the thing. You know, even from a Christian perspective, Joe, you know, I can't remember what verse says in the Bible, but it says all this list of things that are kind of, you know, not very palatable things for people to do. And, you know, it says in the Bible, that's what some of you were. So I don't think it matters what she's done in the past. There are things I've done in my past, you know, shock horror, that I really kind of wouldn't want people to know about. Not many things, but we all, you know, we all kind of deserve to be judged on what we're doing now, surely.
Well, yeah, because people make changes based on, you know, something they did that they thought was going to work out a certain way or they thought was right. There are plenty of people that have come to a realization that something they were doing was wrong and changed it. For whatever reason, they changed it. I don't care. But they changed it.
I was only a stripper in the Blue Balloon in Las Vegas for 2 years until I realized it wasn't right.
Well, I couldn't fill the place, so I gave up. I figured it wasn't my calling.
But, exactly.
God, you're going to get me in trouble. That was the other thing I noticed today. So you saw the sea of red hats, right? I mean, I just kept seeing those sea of red hats are going to make America great again, and I thought that was really cool. But then when I saw the different groups, you know, there were big groups of women, and there were big groups, you know, the gay and lesbian community and what have you, and I said, you know, here's a guy that keeps saying that he hates women, he hates gays and lesbians, you know, he's just a hater. Well, what the heck were all these people doing here for him? And hold that thought, because we got to go for a break. I know, I do that to you all the time. Sorry. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side. Xander Gibb will still be with me on the other side of the break. My voice may not, but he'll be here. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
For you real old-timers. Edgar Winter. Is that Edgar Winter or Johnny Winter? Free ride. There are no free rides anymore, Xander. Yeah, you're too young for that, aren't you? The Winter brothers?
Yeah, I'm 35, Joe.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Okay. The Edgar Winter band. I mean, Edgar Winter and his brother. They look dead. Do you remember them? You don't remember them, do you?
No. They were a little before my time.
Do you remember the song Frankenstein? Tell me you remember Frankenstein.
No.
You're making me ill. Seriously. Anyway.
Well, I lived in the UK for a lot of my formative years, and unless the American band...
No, wait a minute. They look like stereotypical Brit bands. They had white hair. They had... They almost look dead. You know what I'm saying?
Were they Democrats?
Oh, ooh. I'm going to give people your address, you know.
Yeah, you can contact me, Dan to give it, idontgiveacrap.com.
So I was talking about the, at the inauguration today, and how you had, just seas. I mean, think about it. It's raining, it's cold, it's miserable. And they're still there, which is kind of cool. And, you know, you had these seas of red hats. And we know what the red hats are, big deal. But you had the seas of the gay and lesbian groups and the seas of women and, you know, and the seas of the different ethnic groups and the large black groups. And I'm going, I thought this guy was not the president. I thought all these people hated him.
Well, if you listen to the mainstream media, yeah, of course they do. But, you know, it's kind of interesting that you would never have had a group called Women for Romney or Gays for Romney or Gays for McCain. It just was unthinkable.
That's a good point.
I think that this guy has just kind of opened up so much. And you pointed out before the show, you know, I wasn't really for Trump. You know, before he got the nomination, and I really wasn't. Unlike most Americans, I based my opinion of him on what's seen on the TV, you know, the guy that says you're fired and gets upset and stuff like that. But, you know, gradually as I kind of, like, saw the real Donald Trump, I quite like him now. I mean, I'm a little upset he didn't get me to sing at the inauguration, because I would have been there with bells on, you know, never mind all these death threats. I'd have been like, yeah, come and get me. But yeah, I'm definitely, you know, 200% in the Trump camp. And I think it's sad that even Americans that are Democrats don't see that their lack of support for Trump, they're wanting Trump to fail, Mr. Trump to fail, even is them wanting America to fail too.
Isn't it funny how the Dems, when some people were saying that they wanted Obama to fail, people were making fun of Republicans going, oh, so you want the country to fail? Because he is the president.
Yeah.
But now when the shoe's on the other foot, they're like, well, no, it's not the same. Well, why is it the same? Because one guy was black and one guy was white? I mean, why isn't it the same?
Yeah. Well, okay, let's take the color thing. You know, the mainstream media says that Mr. Trump is orange. So it's going to be a color thing then. It is discrimination.
Hey, listen, I wonder, you think his hair will turn gray like all the other presidents did? Because, you know what I'm saying?
No.
I didn't think so. I figured, for your listening enjoyment, let's see if you remember this. I mean, I don't know. That's Frankenstein. No.
Never. It went right over my head.
I did it at 2 million miles an hour, obviously, buddy. All right, I just had some fun with that. I'm sorry. I'm feeling old for a minute. I'm sitting here thinking, how could he not know that song? But anyway.
No. What year did it come out?
Oh, that would be mid-70s.
Yeah, I was just a baby in the 70s, Joe.
Still in diapers, right?
Yep, I was.
All right, so like we said, we got everybody. He is a president for all. I love some of the things he had to say today. I don't want to eat up too many of them because I'm going to go over his speech in the second hour. And I think some people couldn't hear it, and they're hearing bits and pieces of it. But people are worried that he's a nationalist. And the only other nationalist we ever really knew of was, of course, Hitler. But what people don't understand is that's not the nationalism he's talking about. We all want to be our brother's keepers. I'd love to be able to feed people who need it. I'd love to be able to help, you know, families who need help with their electric bill and food bill and that kind of stuff. But if I can't pay my own electric bill, if I can't pay my own food bill, if I can't take care of my own, how can I take care of somebody else's? And that's what he's saying. We've got to get strong. We've got to worry about us first, right?
Yeah, I was very moved by his speech today, but it's interesting that he's not changed his tack. He's tacked even from day one, and I was moved by the fact that he's, you know, this ideology of government for the people, by the people. You know, he said today, this is not about party. This is about, you know, about the people, and he said this from day one, and I somehow find that very gratifying because let's face it, even you know, I'm probably going to get a lot of flack for saying this, but even the Republican presidents that have gone the last couple before, or even definitely the last one or two, have not put the people first. Sorry.
No, they've put their political party first. They've put their own agenda first, and we have seen that happen, and if you buck the party, you get in all kinds of trouble. So the bottom line with it is, I'm glad, I'm going to say it all night long, we did not elect a Republican president.
No, we didn't.
And the people are upset, you know, at him for some things he's doing, but it's like, he hasn't changed his mind from day one. And Schumer saying that he is a Republican president. He's an idiot.
You mean Upchuck Schumer?
Yes, Upchuck Schumer.
Do you remember when they were kind of deciding who was going to be the presidential nominee for the Republicans? And I said several times, you know, I was very outspoken about Mr. Trump, you know, and I said, he's running on the wrong docket. He's running for the wrong party, you know, because this guy is not a traditional Republican. But, I'm glad that he ran for our party. It's not theirs. I really am. And not just because he won, because I kind of find his idea. I mean, this is the thing. A lot of people don't know this, even though I've not been a Democrat for like 5 years or whatever it is. I never considered myself a Republican until Donald Trump came along, because he actually has changed the face of the Republican Party, and for the better.
Yeah, I don't, you know what, long term, I'm not so sure I agree with you. I think you can see I think you're going to see the party kind of split at some point in time, because you've got the Paul Ryans of the world. I still say he's the first wave of Republican progressives, if you would. You know, he doesn't really play the same way as traditional Republicans did. You've got a lot of people like Mitch McConnell's are the traditional Republican thunderheads, for lack of a better term. And I think you're going to see the party go through some changes over the next few years.
That's what I do.
I mean, look at what his Uncle Bernie ran as a Dem, but he's really not. He's a socialist, for God's sakes.
Back to Hillary Clinton. I was most disappointed about in Donald Trump's speech today. He never mentioned China once, you know.
Not your way.
I just wanted to say China.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. Now, how many world leaders were sitting there shaking their heads, going, oh, my God, what are we going to do now?
Yeah.
That alone made me happy. Go ahead.
Yeah. Actually, do you know what made me the happiest today was the video clip where they caught Bill Clinton eyeing up
Trump.
Hillary just was like, oh, Bill, you're at it again. And she just carried on with that plastic smile, you know, kind of like moving her head around like she was catching flies. And I loved that. That was just...
Yeah.
Anyway, I was just kind of quite.
Well, you knew exactly. Oh, you knew exactly what was going through his head, and he's thinking, he's wondering if he could be adopted at his age into that family or not. Whatever, but
yeah,
you know, that had to be tough for him to sit there. And, I'll just be nice about it. We'll move on. Hey, you were talking earlier about you not being able to listen to, you know, share and watch certain shows anymore. And my wife and I kind of about 3 years ago. You know, we're on the show and we're screaming at people to do certain things. And I looked at her and said, you know, we do what we're telling them not to do. When we go through stations and watch certain things and do certain things, we need to be doing that ourselves first. And it's really tough because you got to sit there and decide what shows you want to give up, what don't you want to listen to, what music you're not going to buy anymore. Because I tell people, you're putting money in their pocket. And every time you put money in their pocket, they put money in Obama's pocket or a Dem's pocket or what have you. So you have to decide, what do you want to give up? So I want to ask you that on the other side of the break. What do you want to give up? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've listened to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name and tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. I'm back. I don't know about the rest of you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We'd love to hear what you have to say. And again, the lovely Miss Tammy brought me some tea. She was feeling bad. She got up out of her sick bed to bring me tea. So either I pay her a lot of money or she really loves me, one of the two. But I still say the meds are working, so it's working out for me. Anyway, Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. Xander, thanks for being with me.
It's my pleasure, sir.
It's what? Say that in English.
It's my pleasure, sir.
Oh, you did. Hey, I forgot what we were talking about before the break. Oh, what are you willing to give up? I mean, we all talk about what we're willing to give up. I mean, you got to hurt these people in the wallet.
Think you have to. I mean, you know, it's no secret that I've been a foul, always in a sign of will and grace, but, you know, I won't be watching that. I'm kind of off of Cher as well, you know, because of all the things she said. And, you know, Chelsea Handler said this week, the only reason we have Donald Trump is because of the Kardashians. And I'm like, what the heck are you talking about? Bro, you're smoking too much of something.
What? Okay, but even if you're on the same page as her, what the heck does that mean?
Well, she thinks that the V because of the popularity of reality television is why we've got a reality television star as a person. But I don't even think that The Apprentice was reality television, was it? It was like a game show, really.
Right. Yeah, but it wasn't whose butt got bigger as they went on or something like that. It's like they had a thing about the Kardashian, that she had a new gig in Dubai or something, her first gig since Paris in Dubai. And I'm thinking to myself, what does she do? What is a gig for Kardashian? What is it?
Well, they turn up and say, hello, I'm Kim Kardashian. But I don't know what they do. You know, they don't have any discernible talent. But just before we move up Chelsea Handler, I have to say it's kind of interesting that she's been relegated to Netflix. And even I, Xander Gibb, have a TV show on cable that starts again on February 3rd. So what does that tell you, Jill? She needs attention.
Oh, yeah. Is it? Well, you know, don't you think we're going to move past this raunchy kind of comedy? You have who's a Samantha Bee that's on at night, and then you had Chelsea and a few others, and it just seemed like it was raunchy stuff to be. Chuck Schumer's niece, what's her name? The Schumer girl.
Amy Schumer,
right? I mean, all her comedy, her stand-up comedy, is just raunch, is it not?
Yeah, exactly.
And
exactly.
Do we find that funny because it's kind of taboo? Well, it's not taboo anymore, but no, why do we find that funny?
I kind of think it's juvenile. You know, when I was 14, I used to laugh about those things. But what does that say about how uncreative you are? I'm considered to be a comedian, but I don't rely on that kind of stuff to make people laugh because I'm much cleverer than that. You know?
Yeah, I if you can't make people laugh, you know, Red Skelton came out, and I know he's an old guy, but I remember when he was really old, he came out and he said, it's really sad to see that young comedians are finding it easier to be funny using vulgarity. And he's right. It was, at the time, it was easier, you know, because you didn't use those words, and it was just funny that somebody was just using those words, you know? So, I don't know. Just craziness. Hey, so Sharon, I'm sorry I put you to sleep. And Brenda, yeah, I think that tea was going to burn through the bottom of my mouth. Thank God I got it back in the cup before it did. I went to take, you weren't watching, I know, but I went to take a drink of my tea and about burned the bottom of my, so even though she just said to me, it's hot, it just came out of the pot, so, anyway. Hey, Xander, all these walkouts that these kids are doing, off the college campuses to protest the inauguration of Donald Trump, should they get a big head zero for the day or what?
I think that they should be marked absent for because, you know, when I was in college, if I'd have said, I can't go to college today because I'm protesting the new president, I would have, or the new prime minister as it was, because I went to college in the UK, I would have had my butt bounced out of that college, I think.
It's just amazing what we've done to these people, what we've done to these young people, if you would. It makes me nuts. I'm hitting you rapid fire with some stuff just because I'm having fun with it. You did hear that all references to climate change were deleted from the White House website at noon today?
I did, and apparently some other stuff was deleted too, apparently about LGBT stuff, but I don't know how true that is because, you know, I've been broadcasting all night, so haven't had a chance to check it out. But here's the thing for me. Anytime I hear people say stuff negative about Donald Trump's intention towards the LGBT, I can't take it very seriously because I couldn't support a president, or even before he was a president, a presidential candidate that was anti-gay. You know, this guy has encouraged me to call myself a Republican, and if he were anti-gay, I couldn't support him. And I don't think that's the case. I don't think that's the case of his administration. You know, people have said stuff about Pence. You know, Pence is he's a Christian guy. You know, he believes that homosexuality is a sin, and that's his prerogative, and he doesn't agree with gay marriage, which is his prerogative, too. But I don't consider, as a gay person, I don't consider that makes him anti-gay.
Or can we go one step further with that? How about a hater? Just because you don't agree with somebody, or you don't find yourself on the same page as somebody, does that automatically mean that they hate you?
No, definitely not. My sister is a devout Christian, and she lives in the UK, and she couldn't love me anymore because obviously I'm her brother, but she would never have let me come and stay at her house with a partner because her ideology was that it was wrong, and I had to respect that because she's my sister. But just because we shared different ideologies then, it doesn't mean that she hated me, you know?
I'm glad you say that, because people are just really amazing how they really think that if you don't. I have a title in a book I wrote called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, and it said, according to the left, I hate my kids. Because anytime you don't agree with somebody, you don't like what they're doing, or you know, you hate them. Well, my God, then you must hate your kids, because a lot of things your kids do you can't stand. This
absolutely.
Is lunacy.
Absolutely. And you know, when you think about it, you know, I've evolved greatly over the last couple of years. And if you remember where our friendship or non-friendship started, was because I accused you of being a little insensitive towards the gays. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you reached out and you said, I can't believe that a friend of Dr. Gina's would be like that. And then we got to talking, and it was just taken wrong or poor. I put it out there poorly or whatever it was. I'd have to go back and look that one up, but that was funny.
Absolutely, but, you know, I think it's important that we all constantly evolve, because if you don't, you move backwards, I think. And whilst I would fight vehemently for the rights of any American citizen, whether they be gay, straight, black, white, pink, blue, Democrat, or whatever, but I think that the ideology of equality and equity are two different things, and I think America needs to learn the difference between the two, especially the last administration.
Yeah, I'm. You know what? I know it sounds goofy, but I am so glad that they're gone. That last administration is gone. Did you hear Wolf Blitzer talking about should somebody assassinate Trump? Right after.
Yeah, I thought that was. You know, a few people had talked about that and said, "Oh, you know, what would be the scenario if someone assassinated Mr. Trump on his inauguration day?" And I thought, "Why are you even talking like that? That's despicable." You know, the thing is, at the end of the day, I didn't like Mr. Obama's policies, but I wouldn't have wanted anybody to hurt him.
No, and you know, well, the funny thing about that too is, think about it. Can you imagine if any one of us had said that about Mr. Obama? What if they shoot him going down Pennsylvania Avenue? Who would be the? Can you imagine? Can you? And not only that, Wolf Blitzer, who's been in this business 30, 40 years, right? He's such an idiot. He doesn't know that when the president and the vice president are dead, who's next in line for the presidency? The Speaker of the House, not the old, God.
Yes.
You know, right?
Yeah, Luke pointed that out to me on last night's show. He's like, no, it wouldn't be Pence. It wouldn't be Mike Pence. It would be Paul Ryan. I was like, I'm going there to protect him personally.
Yeah. So it's always amazing to me. No, actually, yeah, so if the president is, I think your buddy's wrong, because if the president dies, then it's Pence. He's the next one in line.
Not if he hadn't been sworn in. If it was before.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too. Okay, I'll give you that one. Yeah, that's true. He's right. But I would have sworn him in. I would have sworn him in while Trump was bleeding to death. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. Hey, yeah. I know, sad. Xander, tell people where to find you, because we're up against it.
Absolutely. You can find me at xanderkip.com. The radio show is weeknight, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. You can join us either on Block Talk Radio or on Facebook Live. Have a safe weekend, everybody. Thanks for having me, Joe.
Yeah, always. And I'm Joe, the senior host. You are listening to Real Side on GCN Live. When you come back in the next segment, we're going to talk about President, not President-elect, President Trump's speech. Don't go far. Heat up your tea. I don't have to because mine's still hot. We'll be right back. I'm not going to be able to do this for 3 hours, buddy. Anyway.
If you get stuck, message me.
Well, I appreciate it. Have a nice night.
You too. Take care. Get my love. Sammy.
I will. Bye-bye.